And now, 88.9 and 96.5 FM WDCR brings you The Cradle and the Convert. Join your hosts, Dave Slade and Mark Bartholomew, for a conversation about local issues with a Catholic perspective.
Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to the third annual Cradle and Convert Thanksgiving Show being brought to you today from the halls of St. Teresa High School here in Decatur. I'm Dave Slade, your host this morning, alongside our other on-air hosts, Sharon Shalosky.
Good morning.
And Dan Walker.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and our engineer, Dave Martin, is with us today. We're going to chat with students, faculty, and staff, as well as parents or boosters that would like to tell you, our listeners, what they're thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day. So if you're in your kitchen preparing dinner in your home or in your car, welcome. You can hear us on 88.9 or 96.5 FM, or you can stream us live now at www.wdcrradio.com. And the show will air again tonight at 6 and 10 p.m. So we're going to talk to the students here shortly about what they're thankful for, and we should get a different take this year on what they're thankful for. We're talking to kids now that are from 14 to 18 years old, as well as the staff and faculty out here.
They're going to be surprised because I don't think they're expecting this.
Well, I think they did announce that we were going to be down here, so hopefully we'll get some folks that will want to come up and chat with us.
Won't be too shy.
Yeah, well, do you know teenagers that are shy? Only if you put a microphone in their face, I suppose, right?
That's true.
Well, we're going to get to that right after this. This is The Cradle and Convert with Dave Slade, Sharon Shalosky, and Dan Walker. Mark's in Florida this week. Actually, this month, yeah. He's the original convert. We'll give him a shout-out. And we'll be back with the students, staff, and faculty here at St. Teresa High School in Decatur right after this message.
It's time for the annual Share Holiday Memorial Service at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Please join the special Share Holiday Memorial Service on Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Chapel. The Share Holiday Memorial Service remembers and honors babies who have died during pregnancy, at birth, or in early infancy. Families are welcome to bring a reading, a photograph, or a reflection to share. We also encourage families to bring an ornament to place on the Share Holiday tree in memory of their child. Families will even receive a handmade ornament from the Share staff that the families may take home with them that evening. For more information, call the HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Spiritual Care Department at 464-2045. This Share Holiday Memorial is a beautiful supportive service on Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m., HSHS St. Mary's Hospital Chapel.
WDCR. All right, welcome back to The Cradle and the Convert. We're at St. Teresa High School today, where we're going to be talking to students, staff, and faculty about what they're thankful for. And Sharon, you've got somebody at the microphone already. Let's hear it.
I did. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
I'm Jack Hogan.
Jack? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
What class are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay. What are you most thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for a great family and always being there for me.
Good. And you live here in Decatur?
Yes, sir.
And when you talk about a family, that's how many family members you have, brothers, sisters?
I have one brother and one sister.
Okay. And are you having Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes,
all
at
everybody
my grandma's
together?
House.
At grandma's house.
Yeah.
Just like the song. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. That's great, Jack. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too.
All right, Sharon, who are you calling up next?
Hi, my name's Andrew Japanis. I'm in the sophomore class, 10th grade, and I'm thankful for being able to go to this great school.
Now I know why you look familiar, because Catherine Smith
yeah,
is your aunt, and you were just wandering right in the cafeteria, and I grabbed him. But thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having
I'm
me.
I'm sure you're going to have, because we were... had a great shindig last year for Thanksgiving
yeah,
dinner. So have a very happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for talking with us, Andrew.
Thank you.
I'm Alex Hine. I'm a senior, and I'm thankful for my incredible education at St. Teresa High School and my family.
Awesome. You got brothers and sisters?
Yeah. I have one brother, Chris, who's at Notre Dame right now.
Wow.
And then a sister, Veronica, who's a sophomore here, and then a little sister, Valerie.
Now, where are you going to be having Thanksgiving dinner?
Right at home.
Right at home, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Well, we're glad you could stop in and say hi to us.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Michael Less. I'm a sophomore. I'm thankful for my family, friends, and yeah.
All right, Mike, thanks.
Yeah, eat, put on some carbs, get ready for basketball.
Mm-hmm. Football right. game's on Thursday, you. Right? Yeah. Today we got football. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. What's your name?
My name is Anna, and I'm a freshman at St. Teresa.
A freshman, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're our first freshman. Good. What do you have to be thankful for this year, Anna?
My family, especially my cousin Maya. She's like a sister to me. We're practically inseparable. We have conversations for like hours about just nothing.
Yeah, it's great to have a friend like that, mm-hmm. isn't it? And what are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving dinner?
My family from Pena and Southern Illinois is going to be coming up to our house.
So you have
and
a big crowd?
Yes.
Awesome. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for stopping in and joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I know who your mom is, and she's a great cook. So
that always helps at Thanksgiving, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, Anna.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Marley McLeod. I'm a senior at St. Teresa High School. And this Thursday, I'll be going to Assumption for Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for all my family and my brothers.
You're a senior, huh?
Yes.
Thankful to be going on to college?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, cool. Good deal. Are you involved in any extracurriculars here at St. T?
Yeah, I do track and field here.
Do you? That's coming up here in the spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Morning.
Good morning.
How you
my
doing?
My name is Caden Brilli, and I'm a senior at St. Teresa High School. And I'm thank you for my family and my friends.
Good. And are you in any extracurriculars or things here
yeah.
at St. T? What do you do?
Yes, I do basketball, hockey, golf, track, and cross country.
Holy cow.
That's all.
Yeah.
You said golf. That piqued my interest. What's your handicap?
2.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You would kick my...
Wow.
Yeah. I play golf. And the great thing about golf, you know, you can start that before high school and hone your skills.
Like 80-year-old.
Yeah, absolutely. You can play,
awesome.
Play till you can't walk anymore. So that's a great career. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Well, we're catching folks as they're coming and going from the lunch hour here at St. Teresa High School. This is actually being recorded on Tuesday, and we're going to air this. You'll be hearing this Thursday on Thanksgiving. The students will be home with their families and having their meals as you're listening to this program. But we thought it'd be different to get a take on what these kids are thankful for at St. Teresa High School 2017. Dan, you got anything you're thankful for this year, Dan Walker?
Yeah, I'm Dan Walker.
Now, I know who you are.
I'm a graduate of Griffin High School in 1977.
Griffin, now, is that an accredited high school?
I don't. At the time, it was not. I think they joined with Sacred Heart, and now it's a top Catholic high school.
And that's in Springfield.
Central
right?
Illinois. That's in Springfield,
yeah.
Yes.
What do you have to be thankful for, Dan?
I'm thankful for the Eucharist.
Hey, amen.
That's one thing about Thanksgiving.
Amen.
And being Catholic. Family getting around the table. Giving yep. our thanks to the good Lord, and then, of course, eating all the nice food.
Amen, brother.
So,
amen. Good. You got family coming in for the...
We're going to Grandpa's house. Yes,
oh.
Everybody's getting together, because I've got 5 brothers and sisters up in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So their one sister with 7 kids is having everybody at their house. So we're going to... Both families can't get together, but right now we're going to be celebrating at my wife's.
Well, great.
Father's house.
Nice to be able to go both ways with the families and enjoy time with our extended families as well. Who you got there behind you, Dan?
Well, come in, sir. Yes. We need your wisdom. You're never short of words.
Tell us your name.
I am, but you're not.
What grade you're in.
My name is Larry Daly.
Hi, Mr. Daly.
Hello. How are you today?
Good, good.
I'm the principal here at St. Teresa High School. Very enjoyable. And today I'm thankful to be able to work at a Catholic school here at St. Teresa High School. I'm thankful for the school, for the faculty, for our wonderful students, and the fact that we get to teach them, you know, morals, Catholic identity, and the values that they will take on later to get them success in life.
And you've been a guest with us on the Cradle and the Convert before, talking about the mission and identity
absolutely.
Of St. Teresa High School here in Decatur, and what a important piece of the pie St. Teresa is here in Decatur. Great students that graduate from here. Many go on to wonderful, wonderful careers, and a lot have stayed here in town. This is one institution that has put forth many great, great students and people in Decatur.
Sure. One of our mottos is service, servium. And, You know, we have students that go out and work in the community as volunteers. It's a requirement for our students, but I think they take those values that they learn from working within their community for those in need, and they use those after they graduate. If they stick around here, usually they're very prominent in helping the community, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
And I know we've talked too in the past that extracurriculars are a big deal here, especially sports.
Oh,
at
yes.
St. Teresa, a great football season. Basketball's just kicking off, is that right?
Yes, it's just kicking off, and I think the girls have played one game that they won, and the boys, I think, start off over at St. Thomas More up in Champaign here on the 28th.
A new rivalry.
Yes, looking for an exciting game. That's usually our first one, and we can kind of get a gauge on how we're doing. But I've seen a few practices, and I've talked to Mr. Noon, Coach Noonan, and uh-huh. I tell you, we're real excited about this upcoming season with the boys, and I've talked to Coach Van Etten as well with the girls, and I think they've got a lot of talent to go a long way as well.
Well, we can see the pride you take in this school, and it's well-deserved. It's a great institution. Mr. Daly, the principal, we're glad you could stop by and visit with us. Where are you going for family this Thanksgiving?
Well, usually I with my mom and my brother and sister, we take our families and we all have one meeting place, and we have a great dinner, and it ends up being a great weekend.
Good. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, sir, and come join us on the show again one of these days.
Well, thank you very much.
All right,
thanks for having me.
Thank you. Who you got next for us, Dan?
We're going to find out here real quick. I'm normally pretty good with faces and names, but... Yeah. Go right ahead.
I'm Cammie Lobb. This is Abby Robinson.
Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
You too.
What year?
Sophomores.
Sophomores, awesome. And any big plans for Thanksgiving?
Just hanging out with the fam.
Yep. Aunt and uncles, grandma, grandpas, everybody
all
getting together?
All the cousins.
And what's your favorite food? What's your favorite dish that you look forward to?
Homemade mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. With gravy?
No, I don't like gravy.
Butter?
Lots of butter, yeah.
I bet you guys are thankful for each other, for your friendship. You can just tell. These girls are close. They're so cute over there.
So close. She wouldn't get up without me, so. Yeah, I got
to do this. Kate, that's what friends are for. So thank you for talking with us.
During the season of Thanksgiving, do you have anything especially that you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family and the school of St. Teresa and everyone who helps out, like the staff and everything.
I think just the ability to go to St. Teresa. Like, some people aren't able to go because of, like, money issues or something. And, like, it's just kind of a gift to go to St. T. Yeah,
that's great that you don't take that for granted and you realize that. Yes, because it's a great school. It's a privilege to be here. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Right on point.
Kids, time for Sunday Mass.
We went to church at school this week. Why do we have to go again?
But Mom, I have a soccer game.
Church is boring. Why can't I just pray alone?
Giving your children a Catholic education is a great sacrifice. Yet, in the busyness of the week, we sometimes fail to give our children the greatest gift available to them, the gift of Sunday Eucharist. Jesus personally invites us to the Eucharist. It was his last gift to us before he died on the cross. Jesus is the closest to you when you receive him into your heart through Holy Communion at Mass. How can we refuse this invitation? I'm Bishop Thomas John Piprocki of the Springfield Diocese. What was the best thing that happened to you this week? Please take some time to attend Mass and thank God for all he has given to you.
My name's Claire Peters, and I'm a junior at St. Teresa, and I am thankful for my family. I have a good family, I think, and this weekend I'm going to Effingham, where my grandma lives, and we're going to celebrate the holidays over there, and we're going to do some Black Friday shopping, which I'm looking forward to.
Now, there have been Peters going to St. Teresa High School since my mom and dad were here. In fact, there's a priest that was ordained from St. Teresa named Peters. Are you related to the family, all the Peters here in Decatur?
No, I'm not. My dad's actually a farmer out of Iliopolis. So
okay.
I just came here my sophomore year. So.
Ah,
Yep, this is my second year here, and I love St. Teresa. Well, I'm also very thankful for the school.
The legacy of your last name goes back a long time here at this school, so we're glad to have you. And you say you're a junior?
Yes.
Are you looking at colleges yet?
No, not yet. I haven't really decided what I want to do.
Okay.
Not quite sure.
Well, you better get busy because it'll go fast, believe me.
Yep.
All right, we're glad you could stop and see us.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. We have another young man up to the microphone. What's your name, sir?
I'm Isaiah Bond, and I'm a senior at St. Teresa High School.
Isaiah, you're a senior?
Uh-huh.
All right. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm just thankful for my friends and my family and just all the fun times I've been able to have throughout my life.
Absolutely. Are you thankful to go to St. Teresa High School?
Of course, yes.
Are you involved in any sporting?
I play basketball.
Basketball, and that's just started, right?
Mm-hmm.
First game coming up?
Next Tuesday.
And where's that going to be?
St. Thomas More.
Ooh, that's going to be a new rivalry, isn't it?
We played them, I think we've been playing them for a couple years
okay.
now.
Okay. What position do you play?
Guard.
And how many points per game you plan on getting? Double figures?
Can we? Well, at least.
This year, my goal is to average like 25, 5, and 5. So, you know.
Ah, okay. Hopefully.
High goals. But you don't set goals, you never get there.
Yeah. Right.
Well, somebody told me once if you set them low enough, you might reach them. But we want you to get 25, 5, and 5.
They're going to have a good team.
Yep. Now, where are you going to be for Thanksgiving?
I'll probably be with my mom at my grandparents' house.
Cool. Good deal. Well,
any favorite food? That you always say, I've got to have this, and if it's not there,
Grandma makes something, right?
Well, yeah. It's, I don't know. I'm a big apple pie guy, actually. I like apple pie, so.
Good, with a little scoop of ice cream on the side? Or
mm-hmm.
just
yeah. Yeah, a little ice cream.
I like my chicken noodles.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, thanks for joining
Thank
us
Thanks,
morning.
Isaiah.
Thank you.
You know, I like, my mom makes bread stuffing. She doesn't stuff it, but she makes it. We call it dressing, oyster dressing. And we get it at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I look so forward to that. And I think for the past 4 years in a row, I've gotten a pearl in my oyster. I've about broken a tooth on those canned oysters. They've got a little hard pearl in them. And for 3 years in a row, I got one. If I'd have kept them, I could have had a necklace by now.
Is this a true story?
That is a true story.
You know what, for Thanksgiving, it's some of the listeners might know Elmer and Sophia Coventry, who are my grandma and grandpa's. Well, they started a tradition over at John's Hill at the Senior Center.
Oh, yeah.
And we do what we call the Coventry Thanksgiving. And we have been meeting there, I think, now for over 30 years.
Oh, wow, Dan. That is really neat.
All of our cousins, of course, they've been passed. A lot of our aunt and uncles have passed, but David Coventry, my uncle.
Yeah, I know Dave.
And Aunt Carol. So we're still continuing on traditions. What's really nice is even though we're in the third and fourth and maybe even fifth generations now, everyone's still coming back, all of our cousins at John's Hill. And everyone, what I remember about Thanksgiving is Grandma Coventry made her own chicken and noodles, homemade noodles.
Mm.
And they're clumpy.
Yeah, oh, you want them clumpy.
And my sisters, we've been trying to replicate them, and we can't do it, but we're trying. Every Thanksgiving, we try to replicate my grandma's, what I call chunky noodles, but they are outstanding. That's still my favorite Thanksgiving.
Now, when you have that event, Dan, do you take a picture, a family picture of everybody
yes,
that's
and everybody,
have for years?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be something?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we all, many times, we'll have a, not a blanket, but like a quilt, and everybody will sign it every year,
yeah.
too. And the babies, it's a pretty awesome deal.
That's a great tradition.
Pretty awesome. So, yeah, it's a big, big tradition.
Sharon, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, my birthday is on Thanksgiving this year, so I'm doing nothing but eating.
It's the double whammy.
Well, usually we're kind of homeless for Thanksgiving because we used to always have Thanksgiving with John's parents. And since they both have passed away, you know, my mom and dad have always gone up to my sister's in Peoria. So we're all going to Peoria. Her in-laws are going to be there. They're Italian. They're great cooks. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well,
so
you
we're
don't
gonna
have to cook.
No.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Right.
Yeah, that is great.
You know, that's one of another memorable Thanksgiving, after my mom passed away, instead of doing all the cooking, my dad, we all had what we call it. We went to a hotel who had you call it the family style Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where we rented a room, and there was, I don't know, 20-something people in there. And they just brought back the bowls. And, you know, didn't have to worry about making anything.
Family
didn't
style.
Have to worry about the dishes. We all ate, then we went back to my dad's house and enjoyed the rest of the day there. And that was a nice Thanksgiving there, too.
Well, that is, because you get to enjoy each other, and it's not so much about getting the house clean and getting all the food cooked, and because it's a big deal.
Yep.
So I plan on eating birthday cake for Thanksgiving.
Well, it looks like we've got another class changing out here for the lunch. We should be getting another crew in here in just a second to talk to us about Thanksgiving and what they're thankful for. Dan, I think Dan's got somebody corralled over there that is going to speak with us. Get her books all put down so she can speak clearly. Hi, what's your name?
Addie Fike.
Hi, Addie. How you doing?
I'm good.
What grade are you here at St. T?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay. And what are you most thankful for this year?
Family.
Got a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Good. And any kind of special traditions at Thanksgiving your place? Do you have dinner at your house, or do you go to grandma's, or what do you do for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we host Thanksgiving at my house.
Cool.
With all the family.
Turkey and all the fixings?
Yep.
Great. That sounds like
fun. I always got to ask everyone, what's your favorite food dish?
I have to go with the stuffing.
Oh, that's what his was. His same thing. His was the stuffing, too.
Yeah.
Good call.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Let's see if we can get Brandon Barney over here to talk to us for just a second. Brandon is the vice president of the foundation here. Brandon, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Well, we're glad to be here. We're getting a nice turnout from the kids coming up and talk to us, and we want to ask you what you're most thankful for.
Certainly. Some of the obvious, I'm just thankful for my family. But more importantly, I think one of the cool things for us is I'm thankful for this community. I've been here since I went over to Milliken. So that's been about 8 years now, and we've lived here for 5 years roughly. So I'm just excited to see all the things that are happening in the community. And you always see, I'm getting ready to head over to the community Thanksgiving luncheon.
Yeah.
And so there's always just something to do. And the people in the community are just so giving of their time, talents, and treasures. But there's always something to do for whether you're a young family, older family. There's always things that you can do. And I'm just really thankful for that opportunity for my family to be able to be involved and me personally to be involved in all the different things that I am.
So for Thanksgiving, what are you doing for dinner?
Certainly. On Thursday, we will actually head over to Springfield. My wife's parents live over there. So we'll do some things with them in the afternoon, and then we'll go to some of the grandparents as well, and then we'll wrap up on Saturday with my family. I've got some family members that work retail, so of course they're busy, but we'll wrap up the weekend with them here in town.
They'll get all stoved up for Black Friday.
And, you are so right about the Decatur, this whole community, how giving. And, we at St. Teresa really pride ourselves on service of others, service to
serving
others.
Serving them, yep.
Then you look at our community.
Just think of all the people that are eating today that got food from the city food drive. That St. Teresa High School.
And then the Judy Mason Thanksgiving project. Yeah, a lot of them.
St. Teresa finished first in the food drive this year with 240,000 pounds.
253, I believe.
253,000 pounds of food donated by the families, faculty, and staff and
Absolutely.
Students here.
It's wonderful.
Incredible. Can't beat it.
Well, thank you. Safe travels.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming out.
All right. We'll see you next year. Who we got next is going to talk to me.
Sorry, just snagged Bailey Nichols on her way to the cafeteria. That's Sydney's babysitter. And so, Bailey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to see you. I was hoping I would see you today. So we're just asking some of the students. You're a junior.
I am.
What are you most thankful for this Thanksgiving?
My family and friends. I'm thankful for them.
And are you doing anything special for Thanksgiving?
We're going to go over to my grandma's house and hang out with family.
Yeah, that's nice.
Is Sydney really as hard to babysit as Sharon lets on?
No,
oh,
she is
good.
Absolutely perfect.
I thought
so. I love her so much.
Oh, that's great. And, of course, I'm sure Sharon and John take good care of you as their babysitter.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful. Yeah. They are absolutely wonderful.
That's great. What on Thanksgiving, what's your favorite food to eat?
Cheesy potatoes.
Ooh, cheesy potatoes.
Those have to be my favorite, yeah.
And how about your favorite pie?
Pumpkin.
Well, that's tradition,
all right.
Isn't it? Good. Yeah. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank
Thanks for
you,
joining
you
us.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Bailey.
You too.
Okay, enjoy your lunch.
Will do.
We have a couple more students here. Your name, please.
Audrey Banning.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
What year are you?
10th.
10th grade, so that would be a sophomore.
Sophomore, yeah.
So how do you like it here at St. Teresa?
I like it. It's a lot better than this year than last year, but
well, it's always an adjustment. So,
yeah.
So good. Hey, anything special going on for Thanksgiving? Anything you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family and being able to go here, I guess.
Any special food you're looking forward to eating that your mom or someone prepares?
Rolls and mashed potatoes.
Rolls and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, yeah, starch. Love that starch.
All about the carbs.
With or without gravy?
Without.
Without, just butter, huh?
Good. Good. Right. Well, thanks for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, there's Jack McCoy. Get Jack over here for just a second.
You want to come over here, Jack?
Jack, come over here and tell us what you're thankful for.
This is our Thanksgiving Day show, and so we're just asking people maybe what their plans are for Thanksgiving and what they're thankful and grateful for.
And Jack, you're an alumni here at St. Teresa, isn't that right?
Correct. Class of 55.
Class of 55.
And it turns out we have one son coming home and one daughter coming home. We never are lucky enough to get them all four at the same time, but we're satisfied. We had our two daughters come home about a month ago during Milliken homecoming. And so we're thankful for that, and we're thankful that the good Lord gave us both jobs for 50 years, Ford and Barb for 42 years. And we're thankful that we came up with extra money and we can give it to places like St. T.
Yes, and we're thankful for your generosity. Yeah. We really are.
But this, and this is a great place.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Happy
Jack.
Thanksgiving.
Jack McCoy.
Everyone's fighting to get to these microphones.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
We want to ask your name and what grade you're in.
I'm Kaylee Bora, and I am in 10th grade, so a sophomore this year.
Sophomore this year. And Thanksgiving is coming up. What are you most thankful for?
I'm thankful for the people in my lives, my family. I'm thankful for everybody that's made an impact on my life this year and years prior to that.
And you're a sophomore here at St. Teresa. Are you involved in any extracurricular activities or anything like that?
Yeah, I am. I'm a cheerleader, and I also do art club here.
Oh, good. You're a cheerleader, a sophomore cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for
you. Now, you just came back from a retreat, did you not?
Yes, we did.
The sophomores, I think.
Quest.
Quest, yes.
It was great. I had such a fun time.
So you wouldn't probably get that at any other high school.
So. No, you probably couldn't. St. T's probably the only one that pretty much offers it. It's a great time.
Well, and then come senior year, you will...
Kairos.
Kairos. That's the other big one, isn't it?
I'm ready for that one. Awesome. I can't wait.
Well, that's what makes St. T so special, that's for sure.
Yeah. I can't wait for Max to go here, and I'm grabbing some St. Patrick alumni to talk.
Hey.
So it's good to see you, prior Eagle, and now you're a Bulldog. So that's great to see you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
enjoy your
day.
Too.
Okay. Thanks. Hey,
We've got
another guest, don't
one
we?
One of, go come here. Go ahead. What's your name and what year are you?
I'm Holly Corey. I'm a sophomore.
You know the Coreys?
Oh, doesn't everybody? Well, yes, indeed.
How many are below you? How are you?
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest.
I'm the youngest. All
right. I knew that. I just wanted to pull that out of her. So how's it feel to be the youngest of the whole family?
Oh, it's something.
It's nice to be the baby.
Yeah.
Well, you had to learn everybody's names. They learned as they came along, but you had to learn. You have how many sisters?
I have 8 sisters and 1 brother.
And 1 brother. Nice.
Name them all in order?
Yeah.
Let me hear you. Yes.
All right. There's Rihanna, Diane, Andrea, Kristen, Tiffany, Bethany, Mary, Lisa, Nick, and then me.
Wow. Very awesome. Good. Very good.
We had 6 kids. The reason why I say that, we had 6 kids in our family. My mom would always mess up the names.
Oh,
so
sure.
She made a rhyme. Scott, Diane, Nancy, Eileen, Daniel, William, Sandra, Jean, and then came Becky. True
well,
story.
I bet Thanksgiving is a blast at your house with all of your family. Do you have any friends that come over? Or is it mainly just family?
It's mainly family because, like, there's nieces and nephews, and so then the table's full of everyone. So,
they got a big table.
Yeah,
I bet.
I love their table. I won't talk much.
What's
about
your
it's wonderful.
What's your favorite thing to eat?
Maybe like the turkey or mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The traditionalist. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Tell your family happy Thanksgiving
Thank
for
you.
Us.
So happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For sharing.
Dan, right behind you, I see Dr. Ken Hendrickson, the CEO of St. Teresa High School.
I think I recognize the face and the smile.
I don't have the orange coat on, but yeah, my new title for this year is the Executive Director of the Educational Foundation. And obviously, I've gone from the principal CEO position to fundraising for